major part of this book, because he should really explain it to you to understand, yes, these are the burden. What doesn't let me understand the metaphysic is the physical stuff, which is my arrogance, my wish to have everything, my wish to remain here forever and be the master. These are four basic birds in me, right? Killing these birds are the first step, because none of these four could let your eagle to fly and think about the truth, and they don't let you understand what the parrot was all about. This is the book. Five. Did you get it? Did I explain it? Because this is what it is to understand it. He will start with a very short story that, oh, Samadhi, you're lovely, you're beautiful, but I cannot talk about your beauty because your beauty is much better than my talking about the beauty. So what the hell? So what can I do? So, but I have to try. Listen, this is what it is all about. We have to try. Because it works that. That was it. And it starts with this, that you are the Abraham, the Khalil of the moment, and you are the son of understanding, enlightenment. You are the one. There are four thieves in you. You should kill them. Because these four are stealing from your fifth, which is the passion. These four are animalistic stuff, and they are stealing you from your spirituality. You have to kill them. Think about it. It's this simple, I believe. If you remember this during book five, you could pass a lot of difficulties which we have here, because honestly, we want to talk about beyond the logic. We want to talk about something which is not understandable. You remember, we explained how it is. So, work with us, please. Who is the guilty party today? Peter.
Commenting on taking four birds and turn them towards thee. O thou whose intelligence is as the sun, thou art the Khalil of the time, kill these four birds that infest the way, because each of them, crow-like, is plucking the eye from the intellect of the intelligent. The four bodily qualities resemble the birds of Khalil. Their slaughter makes way for the soul. O Khalil, in the deliverance of good and bad, cut off their heads, that the feet may escape from the barrier.
Yeah, this is the beginning. First of all, there was this word, I don't know why it was just for birds, that infest the way. Because they're thieves. At Yor Rahzan, they're thieves, these four birdies. Okay. You started with, you are the Khalil. Let's go back, book two. And I explained to you that change the picture of your logical stuff, the Satan one, to Khalil. Here it is. That Khalil is you. You are the Pharaoh who should do everything. And these birdies are in you and are thieves, and you should cut their head. The smell means cut their head. Finish. Yes.
Thou art all, and they all are parts of thee. Open, for their feet are thy feet. By thee the world is made a place abounding in spirit. A single cavalier becomes the support of 100 armies. inasmuch as this body is the abode of four dispositions, they are named the four mischief-seeking birds.
Ah, this is it. Because if you look carefully when they are explained, these are the four attitudes in the human being which are making the problems. This is what it is. One of the problems is arrogance, right? Show off. So what is this? It's in all of us. And there are always problems. So, cut their head, yes.
If thou wish the people to have everlasting life, cut off the heads of these four foul and evil birds. Revive them again in another sort, so that afterwards no harm will be done by them.
Aha. You see, this is how I'll explain it, really. Because when we explain it, you don't listen. You just go by. Here he said, I say, kill them. But remember, when we are talking about Abraham and killing, what are we talking about?
Surrender.
Do you remember? Killing his son. Did you kill his son? No. Period. That's how it is. By killing, we mean completely changing. We don't mean that these should be thrown away. No. But these should be corrected. These should be changed. I should see them differently. That birdie who wants to live here forever, it's impossible. But loving to remain here more is not bad. If it is controlled, if it is like that, that we explain. One by one, these birds will be explained to you in details. Because this is what it is. It's inside us, this thought, which is the problem maker. Yes?
The four immaterial birds which infest the way have made their home in the hearts of the people. Since at this epoch thou, O vicegerent of God, art the commander of all righteous hearts, cut off the heads of these four life birds and make everlasting the creatures that are not enduring forever.
Yeah. You remember, he explained them four birds which are ma'navi, means the real meaning, but they are thieves. Ma'navi rahzan means in deep meaning these thoughts are thieves. You are the king and you should kill all four of them to save everyone. Yes. Now, listen carefully. There is the duck.
There is the duck and the peacock and the crow and the cock. These are a parable of the four dispositions in souls.
Now, please do not forget this. We are not talking about really four birds here. We are talking about four disposition, attitude, behavior of the people. This is what it is. I mean, by each bird, look at the behavior of that bird. What does that bird mean? That's what I mean. Yes?
The duck is greed, and the cock is lust. Eminence is like the peacock, and the crow is desire.
Yeah, that's it. Look at those four adjectives. Forget about the birds, the adjectives. Look at them. What is that? The greed, the lust, the eminence, to me is arrogance, and desire. What are these, really? These are the main stuff for the animal. Animal is living by this. Means what? Means I am that. My animal is that. These four are there. So, That's how I could cut their hair, change it. Because I could change my behavior when I understand that this kind of behavior is bothering other people, is no good. I could stop it, I could change it. This is what we mean. You should understand these four way of self-impression, behavior, or whatever you want to name it. These should change in you. Then you could walk beyond this bewilderment. Yes.
His object of desire is this, that he forms hopes and wishes for immortality or long life. The duck is greed, for her bill is always in the ground, seeking what is buried in the wet and dry. That gullet is never idle for a moment. It hearkens unto naught of the ordinance, save the command, eat ye.
Means what? There is one of these proverbs, Islamic one, which is, eat and drink, but do not exaggerate. Then they will say, you heard only eat. You forgot about drink and don't exaggerate. You're just eating because you're told to eat. Because the animal knows only eating. Doesn't know exaggeration, control, and drinking. Because for us the water is, remember, is information. We need to drink and control. My animal knows only eating. That's what it is. Yes.
It is like the looter who digs up the house and very quickly fills his bag, cramming into the bag good and bad, single pearls and chickpeas, cramming dry and wet into the sack for fear lest another enemy should arrive. Time presses, the opportunity is small, he is terrified. Without delay, he heaves it under his arm as speedily as possible.
What is this? A picture. Suddenly this is a picture of a fellow who you don't really get it. Says, listen, the greedy fellow doesn't sit down and choose what to pick up. We brag everything. Good or bad mixed, so it's useless, it's greedy just to have. Doesn't understand that you should understand some of this you need, some you don't. There is a limit. There is a proportion to everything. We talked about it right at the beginning of book two. Do you remember? The opening phrase of book two started with this, that everything in the universe has a proportion, like the ring in the nose of the camel, remember? So everything, except that stuff that we talk about later. Here he will say, remember that. That later is not here yet, but you think that it's like this. The greed will make you lose your choices here. Yes.
He hath not confidence in his sovereign that no enemy will be able to come forward. But the true believer, from his confidence in that life, conducts his raid in a leisurely manner and with deliberation. He hath no fear of missing his chance or of the enemy, for he recognizes the king's dominion over the enemy.
You get it here, really, the feeling of Rumi here. He's explaining what? Something which is, first of all, he is using the word Iman and Amn and Mu'min, all of that, which is that believer, that safe feeling and all that, to say that, listen, there could be a difference between human being and animal. Animal is always afraid of dying.